Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Welcome, June. With Memorial Day behind us, we're into summer. Everyone, it seems, wants to break through the bonds of COVID and resume life as we have known it. Slowly, venues are opening up, albeit with restrictions. But none is opening with more joie de vivre than the Sharon Playhouse. We have the interview with their exciting plans for the season. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for your entertainment. This week, both virtual and live. Spooked Private Spies. This is in person. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon will host its first in-person book talk and signing on the library lawn. Investigative journalist Brian Ross interviews Barry Meyer, author of Spooked, The Trump Dossier, Black Cube, and the Rise of Private Spies. Learn about the author's journey into a billion-dollar secret industry that's shaping our world. The booming business of private spying. Operatives for hire retained by companies, political parties, and the powerful dig up dirt on their enemies. On the lawn at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Connecticut. Some old black men. Encore screening. This is virtual. Some Old Black Men was first presented by Berkshire Playwrights Lab in 2015 and went on to run in New York City. This screening will be followed by a conversation with the play's stars, the playwright, and the director. The play frames racial prejudice as Calvin Jones, a hip, coolly intellectual African-American college professor, moves his 82-year-old ailing but doggedly independent father into his Harlem penthouse. What starts as an argument over what to eat for breakfast turns into a generational clash over race, class, and opportunity. An evening with Tom Rush, outside under the tent, in person. Tom Rush's impact on the American music scene has been profound. He helped shape the folk revival in the 60s, the folk rock movement in the 70s, and then the Renaissance of the 80s and 90s. With his distinctive guitar style, wry humor, and warm expressive voice, his shows are filled with terrific storytelling, melancholy ballads, and gritty blues at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. All That She Carried, Heirloom Stories. This is virtual. Join the Bidwell House Museum for their first summer lecture with historian, author, and recipient of the MacArthur Foundation Fellowship Award as she discusses her book, All That She Carried. In 1850s South Carolina, an enslaved woman gave a sack filled with a few precious items to her daughter. Soon thereafter, the 9-year-old girl was sold. Decades later, the girl's granddaughter embroidered the family history on a precious family heirloom, the original sack given so many years before. Check out our website for contact information. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so do check it out for other entertainment ideas. Contemporary Farmhouse, a home by Oos Fine Builders. Set in a rustic landscape, a strikingly beautiful, sustainably built home. Working with one of the world's most renowned contemporary architects, the builders crafted a space that showcases the client's appreciation for quiet modernity and their love of the surrounding landscape. Our favorite thing, the Hotchkiss Library will launch Native son Peter Steiner's latest historical police procedural, The Constant Man. Set in Munich in the late 1930s as Hitler's power solidifies. The virtual event is free, and you can also buy that book. Out on a limb, stuff. All I know is that my aging wreck of a house, which shows the knocks and bruises inflicted on it by my siblings and me, which sheltered my son in times of trouble, and which is now the playground of my grandchildren and great nieces and nephews, has a powerful role in the annals of our family. If I let it go, what will be the loss? Berkshire Kitchen. Jane has a favorite fruit-based salad dressing. mango. She loves mangoes. Their wonderfully smooth consistency can be accented with sweet or spicy flavors. Although they may not be a local product, we're lucky to have them available throughout the year. Do check it out for delicious summer salads. Country Homes, Serenity on Lily Pond. Graceful, meticulously maintained Palladian style home on 3+ acres. A foyer to cathedral ceiling living room with spectacular arched windows and French doors lead to the patio, heated pool, and hot tub. The chef's kitchen opens to a dining room with 3 walls of windows. Inner elegance, not my fault. Blame is as ingrained in our culture as apple pie. We spend enormous amounts of time, energy, and money on the blame business. Blame creates toxic work environments, burdens us with litigation and administration, destroys our relationship, and is the mother's milk of our politics. But have we ever stopped to ask, why does it always have to be somebody's fault? Behind the Page, memorable meals. I speak with members of our magazine, Berkshire Style, as they recall restaurants that made a difference in their lives, which they revisit on the strength of important memories. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home, please spend time with Berkshire Style. Have an amazing week, and perhaps go to the theater.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.